Morning, Boker Tov, back in shul. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Lamed Hey. Beitza Lamed Hey. We left off right at the bottom of Lamed Beis. Just to get our bearings, we're discussing Meiser and whether or not Yom Tov Shabbos is Kaveh for Meiser. The basic dinim we had discussed already was that one is only Mechuyev to take Trumas Meiser, the produce only becomes obligated, only becomes a shame of Tevel. Chayav Trumas Meiser, once you have two main criteria, number one is Nigmar Malachtei, it's finished, it's completed, its work is completed. And number two is it's Roye Pnei Abayis, has to see the face of the house. Only then is a Chayav Meiser. We discussed that if it sees the face of the Chatzar, that if it goes to the Chatzar, that could also be Kaveh. And we discussed whether Shabbos, the fact that it's Shabbos, the Chashivas of Shabbos, that alone perhaps can make it be considered, even though it's not Nigmar Malachtei, it can make it considered Nigmar Malachtei, something that I eat for Shabbos, that makes it Nigmar Malachtei, and therefore it'll be Chayav Trumas and Meisos. Again, we also had mentioned the Nafka Minas, of course, once it's Chayav Trumas and Meisos are, that whether or not one is allowed to eat from it, Derech Arai, on a theoretical level, one's able to eat Derech Arai, always, as long as, even once it's Mechuyev and Trumas and Meisos, just Derech Keva, one cannot eat. Midrabanam, we said, even Derech Arai, one cannot eat, once it's subject to Mishmaisos, one cannot eat even Derech Arai. So our Shaila is Shabbos being Kaveh or not? We want to bring it right for Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah we had said that Rabbi Lezer said a person who is drying out figs, dates, other type, whatever types of fruits he's drying out, and during the process of drying them out, they go from being fit to being unfit. So right now it's the status of Muktzah. So Rabbi Lezer said a person could stand near his produce and declare that I'm going to eat this on Shabbos when it becomes fit. I'm going to eat on Shabbos. And the Rabbanan argued said the declaration is not enough. He has to actually mark off the point. He has to actually mark off the point where he's going to eat from on Shabbos. Now the lush of the Mishnah was that on Shabbos of Shviyas. So the Gemara is being medayek. We'll go over that Gemara. Why we focus on Shabbos and Shviyas? Just say regular Shabbos. Why we focus on a Shabbos and Shviyas? Because we know Shviyas doesn't have Trumas and Meisos Bechlal. Shviyas produce soul Hefka Lagol. There's no Chib Trumas and Meisos. It seems like only because it's Shviyas is there no Trumas and Meisos concern. Had it been not a year of Shemitah, any other year there would have been a Trumas and Meisos concern, even though it wasn't in the Nigmar Malachtei. The fact that it's Shabbos and he's planning to eat it, that alone would be Kaveh. Let's eat it. So it says Gemara. We're at the bottom of Dalam Beis, or bottom last 10 lines of the page. Amar Masutra Beidav Nachman Afanan Amitanina. We have a right from Mishnah that Shabbos can be Kaveh. Again, the Pesach of the Sefer of Nachman was that it's Liman Aruch. Shabbos is Kavas, whether it's Nigmar Malachtei or not Nigmar Malachtei. Says Mar Zutra Beidav Nachman. We have a bright Mishnah backs it up. If I never belazer, I mean the Mishnah but we just quoted. I mean the Al Muksa, Erev Shabbos Bashvias. Time with the Bashvias Lavasuryu. Dafka because it's Shvias, which is not a year and not a year that's subject to Meiser, Dafka over the year, is it okay? Habashar Sheshua, Hakram Yasu be Usr because Asati on Shabbos because you'd run into an issue of an obligation of Shabbos and Meiser which you cannot separate on Shabbos. So we see Shabbos is Kavas. Says the Gemara, my time lay la mishum the Shabbos kavah. This is because Shabbos is kaveh for Meiser. We're at the bottom of la medalam beis. Just going over the last Gemara we ended off with yesterday. Says the Gemara, lay shiny hasam keep them mikan ani eich lemacher kavale loy. Since he said mikan from here, I'm going to eat. That statement, that declaration, I'm going to eat from this produce. That itself gives a chashivus, and once it gives a chashivus, there's an obligation to take Shabbos and Meiser. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Perhaps we have no raya that Shabbos is kaveh. Iachi has the Gemara mayor Shabbos. If that's the case, then this mishnah has nothing to do with Shabbos. While we bring it over here, while we're discussing this Mishnah in the context of Shabbos, it's a regular din that when one declares I'm going to eat from a certain spot, that gives a chashivas, and that triggers an obligation to choose Meisus. Mar says, Mayir Shabbos, I feel like Chalami, even weekday as well. Taisus Rashi, jump in this and say, what do you mean, Mayir Shabbos? The whole din over here was relevant for Muktzah, for Eidam Rabbi Lazar. Right, a person could stand next to his Muktzah and declare the declaration renders it not Muktzah, even though right now it's not. Fit to be eaten. He's declaring that when it becomes fit on Shabbos, I want to be able to eat it, and I don't want to be, and he's taking away the status of a skatzi, banished mushes. There's a mukzah in here. So what are you asking me? Why are we talking about Shabbos? Talk about during the week. So the way I understand it from Tashas, what the Gemara's kasha is that why are we juxtaposing, why are we putting together these two dinim? There's taka muksa din that we're discussing, there's a muksa din going on over here, and there's a din legabe trumas ha-maisras. The trumas ha-maisra element is relevant whether it's Shabbos or weekday. Why are we even getting involved in the Trumas HaMaaser element? Let's just focus on the Shabbos element over here. If Trumas HaMaaser is relevant to Shabbos and Shabbos being Kavaz, that's why that Nekuda is spoken over here, the Mishnah over here in the Gavi Yom to the Gavi Shabbos. But if it's solely a if the Ikar issue over here is Muktzah and Shabbos Nakavaz, and the reason why this is not going to be Chalchim as Meisers is because of this declaration, which would work during the week also. So why are we stressing this case in a case of Shabbos? That's the Gemara's Kasha. It's a deeper question. Yachi, Mari Shabbos, why are you bringing this together in Hilchah Shabbos and Hilchah Nami? Gemara says no. Hakamashman, there is a greater Chiddush within the context of Shabbos that's relevant. Likabe, the din of Chuvas Meis as well. Says Gemara, the Tevel Muchanoit to Shabbos, Shem Avar Vesiknei Mesukan. The Tevel is considered Muchanoit to Shabbos. The logical thought would be that since one cannot take Chuvas Meis on Shabbos, so once it's Chal Shem, we're not just telling you it's Chal Shem, which is Meis, that then of course, that is Chal Chuvas Meis would be during the week as well. If a guy declares, I'm going to eat from this food, that gives it a Chashivas, perhaps, and that's what makes it Chav Chuvas Meis, nothing to do with Shabbos. But there's a Chiddush Legabi Chuvas Meis in Shabbos, not just Muktzah. Legabi Chuvas Meis, that what? That the fact that it becomes subject to Mizamaisis, that's Tevel, and I cannot take your Mizamaisis, I would have thought that renders it a separate issue of Muktzah. Not the fact that right now it's being dried out and I can't eat it. The fact that I halachically can't deal with it, it should become Muktzah Machmas Isser. It should get Din Muktzah Machmas because it's Usser, Mitzad Adin, Midrabana, I can't take your Mizamaisis. Kamash Malanet, since I am Avar, very interesting idea, Shem Avar Vesiknai, if I did go and take it, but the evidence was so good, it's only Xeri Drabanan, not take your Mizamaisis, but if I did go and take it, it would be fixed. That's not enough to create muktzah. Yes, midrabanan, I can't take chuvas ma'isus, but lamaisa, if I did, it would work, and therefore, for muktzah purposes, that's not enough to establish muktzah. Ask the Gemara. Falei meserichais. 1 second. Either way, we're going with the author of our mission is Rabbi Eliezer, and we're saying in Rabbi Eliezer that the fact that he declared, I'm going to eat for this tomorrow, we're saying either the declaration that one wants to deflect, or the din of Shabbos itself is kaveya, whether it's Shabbos or the declaration is being kaveya that has chashivas right now, the din of Shabbos Maizos. Ask the Gemara, we have a member from, we're going to quote right now, a member from Rabbi Eliezer, where he clearly says, if I go and take actual produce out of a pile, if I take a drop, one by one, that's all right, no chashivas Maizos. If I take a bunch, it's kaveya, then I'll have chashivas Maizos. What if I take a bunch, but I still have the ability to put it back? I took out a bunch, but I'm not necessarily going to keep it all out. I'll eat what I want and put back the rest. So in that case, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's not kaveh of Chuvas Maizos. When I take out a bunch, it becomes derech kavua, only if once I took it out, I can't put it back. If I'm able to just go put it back from where I took it from, then we don't view it as the taking itself as a kavias, even when I took it out. So the Gemara is bothered, madach, taking out a bunch. As long as I could put it back, it's not called a kavias. So declaring I'm going to eat it tomorrow, certainly shouldn't be a kviyas. Declaring I'm going to eat it, even if it's Shabbos, declaration shouldn't be enough. That's the Mars Kasha on Astira with the Rebbe Lazar. Halim Asari Chayzer, the lach is that the Meisir could be put back to the original spot, meaning, and be taken out of its status of being nikva, of being established for Chumas and Meisirs. And we know Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is, as long as you can put it back, it's not kaveh of Chuvas Maizos. Where do we see this? Tan, we look at the Mishnah, of course, this is again a Mishnah, once again in Maizos. One takes olives out of the matan. Matan is the attaches the vat. Rashi explains, they used to put a lot of olives together in a kli to soften them, let them sit, press much together to soften them. Before the real pressing, where you squeeze out the oil, but like this, they soften. When they soften, you're able to squeeze the oil out better. So you used to stick it in the vat for softening. Fine. So one's taking out olives from this vat. He could dip one by one in salt. The chiddush is when he's dipping in salt. The dipping in salt alone is not a kvias. That's derech aray still. No problem. No chiyuv chuvas meiser. But notice, one by one. Vim tavav nasal fanav asar chayav. But if he dipped, let's say, olives in the salt, and he took out 10 in a shot, then you chayav. First discuss. We say one by one's okay. 10 is chayav chuvas meiser. There's a big jump from one by one to 10. What about 2? What about 3? What about 4? So the Rishonim discuss. Some actually have the girsa without the number 10 mechlal. They say when he takes out a few at a shot, lav dafka 10, and they want to say it's anything more than one. Once you go past taking one out of the shot, even two wouldn't be enough to be mechayev in Chuvas Maizos. Okay, fine. So now, if you take from Tavanas al-Fanah, Asar Chayev, now, says the, that's Tanakama. And he makes no distinction as to whether you're putting it back or not. Rabbi Lazaymer, here's Rabbi Lazaymer, Rabbi Lazaymer is the author that we're dealing with from our Mishnah. Rabbi Lazaymer, minamatan tar chayev. If he's taken from a tar to a vat, then he's taka chayev. Minamatan tabe potter. But if he's taken from a vat that's tame, then he's potter chubas maizes. If he's taken from a vat that's tar, he's chayev chubas maizes. From a vat that's tame, he's potter chubas maizes. Yes, moi. Because he can return the leftover. That's a very cryptic statement. What does it mean? A vat that's tar, he can't put it back. A vat that's tummy, he could put it back. What's going on over here? Amar Vo explained. When we said that the matan was tar, we mean the reisha tummy case where the vat was tar, but the guy was tummy. So whatever he took out, he was matame. He cannot put back. That makes it a kvias. He can't put it back. He took it away. He can't put it back. It's chayav b'shuvas ma'aser, and therefore it's going to be chayav b'shuvas ma'aser. Tlei matz mahad, he can't put it back, which gives it a status of a keva. He took it out now. It's not just derech arai. He's got to take b'shuvas ma'aser. Same about the tamei v'gam for tamei. But the same story gets for both he and the vat were tamei, and therefore the matzim matli can put it back. Once you put it back, Rabbi says chayav b'shuvas ma'aser. So the merge is asking now. In our case, we're describing that a mere declaration that he's going to take from there tomorrow is going to be make subject to b'shuvas ma'aser, even if he takes out. And even more than one, takes out a bunch, but he has the ability to put it back, according to Blazer. Even that's not Machuv Chos Maisos. So what's going on? The Chariz, these members of Blazer don't seem to shtim. Masis Adami, Muktzah, Tavig, Avatam. So Mara says, Anachami, Hachamai, Eskinan. What's the case of our Mishnah? We're talking about Muktzah that was Tar, and the guy was Tamei, Tlei Matzmadlei. When he declared, I'm going to take care of it tomorrow, once he takes from there, he taka can't put it back. So it's the same idea. Once he takes, he can't put it back. So there'll be Havmina that it should be Muktzah outli. It's not Mukhan. Kamashpan is still considered Mukhan, but it fits. In the Mishnah still fits. Ask him, what are you talking about? He didn't take it yet in our Mishnah. He only declared in his mouth. If he took it, that's great, but we're talking about a case before he even took it. They're already returned. Saying they're already returned means fancy way of saying it was never taken. It was all a verbal declaration. So how is it nikva? So the Gemara really leaves the Kasha Shver. Essentially, the Gemara said that the Gemara's question is being a raya that the explanation. The explanation that we said before has to go back to be correct. Meaning, Shabbos has to be kavas. Obviously, Shabbos is kavas because if the kavias is based on his taking, Rav Elazar himself holds that which I take, which I could put back, is not kaveya. Certainly, that which I verbally declare I'm going to take is not kaveya. So, what's the kavias over here? Why are we busy with shvias in our Mishnah? Why are we worried about shvias ma'isos? It must be at Shabbos. That's kavas. That's what we're coming out with. The Gemara doesn't elaborate this whole. Swinging back to the original direction, but really we come back to the original statement of our Zutzah we start over today, that our Mishnah is Takam Aduik, our Mishnah is a proof that Shabbos is Kaveh of Shubhas Maisus, because the deflection that we want to say that he was Achshaveh or that he declared and that's what's causing the Chiv Shubhas Maisus can't be because according to Belezer, even if I physically took it, if I could put it back, it's like I'm Shubhas Maisus, so that can't be the Cheshbon, it must be Shabbos is Kevas. That the Gemara is now satisfied with the original Ma'azutra's member. Before we go further, the Gemara has asked another kasha, a separate kasha, stuff is Tamastira, a kasha of Elazar, but the raya of Ma'azutra for our Mishnah is indeed now ends up being a good raya. It's funny, the Gemara doesn't circle back to it and elaborate. The Gemara just takes for granted that we'll keep the cheshbon and realize that the raya is back on. But on this idea of putting back the olives, in a case where he's tummy and the olives are tummy, he can't put it back. Where he's tummy and the olives are tummy, no problem, put it back. So the Tosfos Rid actually has a very stark error. Really, the Rishonim already started addressing it. Rashi, Tosfos, why is he not being metame the rest of the olives when he takes out? When he does that act of taking out some of the olives, we're saying if he's tummy and the olives are tar, so he can't put back which he took because he's metame that which he took. What about the ones that are still there? The olives that are still in the kli also should be tummy ready. When he took it out, taking it out should make it tummy. So this is a kasha Rashi Tosfos. Our address, Tosfos says, we're talking about we took it out with a wooden utensil, a shute klei, a flat wooden utensil, shute klei, a namakal tuma. So he's tummy, he's using the klei, he's taking it out with the klei, and the rest of them are not becoming tummy. Some of the ones that took out that he touched, those presumably at this point he already made them tummy. That's what Tosfos learns. Rashi says, and Echrami, the ones right around where he touched are also tummy. We'll scoop those out, but the rest of the klei will remain tar. That's how they explain how the rest of the klei is remaining tar. Ask Tosfos read a beautiful kasha. So Tosfos read Manavshach. When you have a bunch of olives in a bowl, how do we view it? Do we view it as one entity? And this could be relevant to any small item. Mustard seeds. A lot of when things are together in a bowl, do they become, and they're all touching each other, do they become one entity? It's more as discussed the Shaila elsewhere. Like Abi Shabbos, like Abi Tzah. Is it one entity that we say that it's all, even though they're separate tiny pieces, because they're all touching and the bowl combines them, it's like all it's all considered one. So if someone's tummy touches one side of the bowl, the insides, one side of the bowl, one side of the mustard seeds, it makes them all tummy. In this case, the olives makes it all tummy. Or no, we view them as separate entities. Clearly, Rashi's saying, only the ones he touched are tummy, the other ones are not tummy. Ask Tezrib of Manavshach. If that's the case, if you bring them as separate entities, we know we have a Gemara in many places in Shas, that what's the smallest shear of Eichel that's Mekabel Tuma? Kibetza. It's not Mekabel Tuma, it's Kibetza. Now we've discussed, whenever that Gemara comes up, we make sure to point down, it's a Mechleg of Shainim, is that Gemara referring to Eichel being able to convey Tuma to something else? That needs a kibetza, but eichel becoming tummy could be even a minute amount. Or no, it means even becoming tummy. it cannot, it, once it's tummy, it remains tummy even if it's a very small amount. But it can, it's not subject to even acquire tumma unless it's a kibetza. That's how some of the Rishonim learn that Gemara, that's actually a simple reading of the Gemara, that eichel pachas v'kibetza is not subject to tumma. Not just not subject to convey tumma to other things, to accept tumma itself. If that's the case, and that's what we're basically learning, these olives, if you view them in isolation, of course, because the asim is pachas, then a kibetza. So it can't become tummy. Elamai, you're viewing it as if it's all one, so the second you touch one of it, it's all tummy. The only way it can come dummy is if you guys won. So what's going on over here? Bob Kasha from the Tetzer Rid, he says you have to say, Mekayach the Kasha, that we view it, Legabe, being Mekabel Tumma, we view it all as one entity, but Legabe, the Tumma actually spreading, we view it separate. He said, which is very, very, very schwer to make the Achillah, because it's in the, we're talking about the same exact din. We're saying, these. I'm making up a number, these 50 olives in the bowl, Legabe being Mekabel Tumma, they're all one, therefore you have a sheared Mekabel Tumma on each individual olive, but lemaisa, when any individual olive gets touched and becomes tummy, it does not spread tummy to other ones, even though we viewed it as one. Chayra, very shtarka kasha. Again, the teretz is more just like you have to say, and I have no choice. But the chayra, very shtarka for this week. Yes.
Maybe pachas means beya. He's not mekabel tumma, but a zayis is a barrier. Is a shalom.
Oh, it's barrier. Interesting. So the gabitim also. We find the gabrother dinim. There was the gabitim also. The fact that it's a barrier be enough. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, could be. Very good. Says Gemara. Halim is sorry, Chayzer. No, he said that he's sorry. Says Gemara. Elam Rav Sim Rashi. Elam Rav Sim Rashi. We're second one of the line, about 12 lines down from the page. Lam Hamid Aleph. Reb Lazar Kamert. You bring a proof from Blazer. Blazer Tamei Damer Shchuma Kavav Cholkin Shabbos. So should I take it back? I take it back. The Gemara does really essentially circle back. As I said before, the Gemara doesn't say clearly Marzuch's memory was correct. It really does over here. Gemara now says you're right. Rabbi Eliezer, you bring a proof that he holds Shabbos Kavas. You're right. Of course he holds, but don't make it the sheet of everyone. Rabbi Blazer holds Truma is also Kavas. What does that mean? Truma is Kavas. Truma is that what we're talking about? We mean as follows. The halacha is that when the payers are Roya Pidei Bayis and Nigmar Malachtan, it becomes tevel, it's chayiv in Chumas and Marisos. What if prior to those stages, the guy took Chuma? Meaning he took Chuma prematurely. He took Chuma before the chayiv actually took effect. Does the fact that he took Chuma be kaveh that now he's got to take Maiser? So Rebbe says, yes. Chuma kavas. The taking of Chuma is kavas, that now, even though it's still early, premature, you've got to take the Maiser. So just like Rebbe is of that opinion, that Chuma is kavas, Rebbe is of the opinion that Shabbos is kavas, but that wouldn't be a right to anyone else. The Tanan, where do we see this? That Chuma is kavas. Peirish Tarman Achshle Nigma Achton. If one took Chuma from Peirish before Gemar Malacha, Rebbe says, you can no longer eat from these Arai, meaning it lost the status of being of not being mechuyev truma to meisers. Once you took truma, it's now subject to meiser right away, even though it's not nigma malachtay. Reb Lazar, Matir, and Chum say no. You can see from there, Charei. You see there, Blazar holds that truma, taking truma is kavas. So too, Shabbos is kavas. Tashema, Mesefer. The Mara says, okay, let's bring a raya, another raya. Meaning we have a raya, but the Mara said, but that's Reb Lazar Shtasa. He holds truma is kavas, Shabbos is kavas. Great. We want to bring a raya now that not only is Reb Lazar Shita that Shabbos is kaveya for an obligation of truma is meisers, even though abundant. The Chum say, no, it's not good enough to verbally just declare, I'm going to eat from this produce, these dry fruits, when they get ready on Shabbos, I'm going to eat for them. He has to actually mark off the points where he's going to eat from. So see, the Rabbanan's main issue is an issue of Breira. You have to clearly show where you can eat from. You can't just declare in general. Time of day of Shabbos, she is love very through you. But the rest of the rise will be the same exact rise we had, that we started off with today from Zutra in Rabbi Eliezer. The reason why he's able to do this and not be worried about Shumas and Maestros is because talking about Shemitah and Shumas and Maestros isn't a concern. Any other of the 7 year of the 7 years to be a Surin knew where the subject Shumas and Maestros room would be Aser. My time, what is triggering the obligation of Shumas and Maestros? Labashim the Shabbos Kava. Is it not because Shabbos is Kaveya? So again, we have a right in the Rabbanon. Is the right to Rabbanachas Pesach the Shabbos Kaveya? Loi, same deflection as Mamash Chazar from before. Loi, same deflection. Shani Yasam, Kiv Damar Mekan Vatkan Ani Eichel. Lamachar, since he says the words, I'm going to eat from here, kavale, that's kaveh, this is the declaring I'm going to eat from this location. In this case, he's actually marking it off as well, according to Chavim. That gives a cheshivas, and therefore that makes some shirms and maestas, that's the takes the place of the Gemara Malacha. Yachi, that's more second, if that's the case, it's not your Shabbos then. Mayur Shabbos is, again, word for it before, the Bama Lamed of Lamed Alam Beis, Mayur Shabbos, Vil B'chol Nami, say the same thing during a weekday. The point is declarations causing a chiv, it's not your Shabbos, it's the declaration. That's why, folks, on Shabbos, Hakamash, which we explained before, just to go over quickly, we explain what that means is, of course, to focus on Shabbos because it's a mukzel. What we mean is, why are we saying this din of why are we getting involved b'chlal and a din of Shabbos, which causes us to have to go to, let me say better. We're speaking about Shabbos, and we plug in Shvias, but we're saying really it's nothing to do with Shvias. It has to do with the declaration is the cause. So say the din of that it's that it causes the tabachi of Trumas Maisos in the Sugis, in the Mishnayos of Trumas Maisos, and speak out a din of Muktzah, the Gabbai Shabbos separately. Why are we mixing together the Trumas Maisos element and the Muktzah element if the Trumas Maisos element is not relevant to Shabbos, it's relevant to the declaration, it's relevant by Chol as well, and why are we putting these two dinim together? Says Gemara, because there's another din relevant within the Trumas Maisos to Shabbos as well. Meaning, not two separate dinim, a Trumas Maisos din and a general Muktzah din because they're out to dry. The Trumas HaMaisa itself creates Muktzah because I would think that it's Muktzah because I can't take Trumas HaMaisa on Shabbos. Kamash point that the fact that I can't take him in Drabanan doesn't make it Muktzah Machmas Isser because B'dieved if I took it and I was over the Drabanan, it would be fine. So therefore it's not considered Muktzah. Says Gemara, Ha Kamash point, Tevel Mukhan it's a Shabbos. Tevel is considered Mukhan Gabi Shabbosim of Rav Siknai if he's over and he takes, which is a Chiddush by the way, that once something, the fact that something else with Drabanan does not make a Muktzah because like, if I'm over the Drabanan, it still works. Interesting idea. So therefore, Mesukin is considered Mesukin, is considered Mesukin right now. We don't go with the next Gemara's Gash, which we have on top of this Amud, Halei Masari Chazer, Eilachor, that actually gets returned, and it can be returned back, and if it can return back, certainly if I can return it back, it's not subject to Shumas Maisos, so the declaration alone shouldn't be enough. That was only cash, it spells out for us, Savius, in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Lishtasa, because Rabbi Eliezer is the author who says that as long as I can put the produce back, it's not subject to Shumas Maisos. There are abundant, aren't the author of that member, so that whole Shakra Taira, that the first 10 lines of the Amud, we're not going to repeat that part as well, because that was only relevant in Rabbi Eliezer. Ask the Gemara. For a minute, we have a series. We established that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Truma's Kavaz and Shabbos is Kavaz. Truma makes it subject to, taking Truma makes it subject to Meiser, and Shabbos itself makes it subject to Meiser. For a minute, one was eating a cluster of grapes. Now the assumption, the working assumption is that grapes, Rashi points out right away, that grapes are used for wine, grapes are used to make wine, and therefore the cluster of grapes is not considered Nigma Melachta, because Nigma Melachta would be when you're pressing it into wine. So if one is eating a cluster of grapes, and he went from the garden into the chutzner. Rabbi Yigmar is not finished eating what he's eating. Rabbi Shua Yigmar. He can't be Gaimer. So he's eating it right now. So he's clearly showing that he's ready to eat it as is. So it wasn't Nigmar Melachta yet in the field, out of the field. He's eating it. Everyone agrees he can eat it right now out of the field. But once he walks into the chutzner, we now have Machlekas. Rabbi Yigmar says he can continue eating it. No problem, because it's still not considered. It's not considered. He took it in the matzah, it wasn't Nigmar Melachta, and he's continuing to eat it as such. The chutzner is not going to be kavaz. Rabbi Shua said, no, the chutzner will be kavaz. Chashcha b'leil Shabbos. Similarly, if he was eating and it got dark on Friday night, Machlekes Rishonim, what exactly dark means? Rif says it means mamish b'nei shmashas. The Balmer says it means seis. Rabbi Lazar and Yigmar, but Shabbos is upon him. Whatever we're saying triggers is considered as if Shabbos started. Rabbi Lazar and Yigmar, again, you can finish eating it. Rabbi Shua b'leil Yigmar says he can't finish eating it. So the chur were bothered. The Rabbi Lazar clearly seems told that Shabbos is not establishing a chiyuv. Just like he's saying, once you start eating, chutz not establishing a chiyuv. Shabbos also not establishing a chiyuv. Rabbi Shua says it's establishing a chiyuv. But there's a stirut we quoted before that we're saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos, what was medayik from our Mishnah, and what we quoted from the other Mishnah, that just like Trumas Kavas, according to Eliezer, Shabbos is Kavas. Here we're saying Shabbos is not Kavas. Shabbos is not established Chiv Trumas Maisus. Answers my husband with Gani Taima and my Seimer. Loikisha Amar Rabbi Eliezer Yigmar B'Chatzah Yigmar El Yetsi Chutz Chatzah V'Yigmar. When Rabbi Eliezer says that you're allowed to continue eating, he didn't mean the guy was eating these grapes. He walked into the chutzner. Chutzner typically is like right pnei bias, is a way to establish that it's Chayv Trumas Maisus. He doesn't mean when he said you could finish. Seemingly, like he started, he could finish. He didn't mean finish it in the chutzner. He has to walk out of the chutzner, back into the field, and there he could finish it. Similarly, he can't finish this on Shabbos. He was eating a cluster of grapes. Shabbos, to eat on Shabbos, Shabbos achil of chashev. It would be required to take Trumas HaMaisros. What it means is he could pause from eating it, and then continue eating it on Matzah Shabbos without taking Trumas HaMaisros. It's not kevas enough that the chiyuv remains. It's kavas that right now, if you want to eat, it creates a chiyuv. It's not kavas, the chiyuv remains. So I see some of you are making faces. Why? Because we just had the Gemara yesterday where we said, Tanaikis, the young children that set aside food they can eat for Shabbos, even if it wasn't eaten on Shabbos, a feel of Matzah Shabbos, you got to take Trumas HaMaisros. And the chiddush was even tonight, because young children, their designation for Shabbos is enough to establish it a chashivas and cause it to have a chiv of Trumas HaMaisros, even Matzah Shabbos. Here we're saying very clearly that no, Rabbi will make a distinction. We actually read inside. Let's read inside. The like Shamar Rabbi Lazar Yigmar. When he says you can be Yigmar, you can't finish on Shabbos. But Shabbos Yigmar El Mam Tlam Matzah Shabbos. We wait till after Shabbos and Yigmar. Here we're saying that once Matzah Shabbos, you don't have to worry about the Trumas HaMaisros. It wasn't established. Answers Taisus beautifully. Jump into the Taisus. Vintaymar, Maynaf Kamino. Once it was. We said before that the Tanaikis that hid their food, that even Matzah Shabbos, he can't eat it because it already was established. If you remember the remember fully from yesterday, we had said that the Tanaikis, they set it aside for Shabbos. When it's set aside for Shabbos, that gives it a Azach Hashivas that even Matzah Shabbos, you have to take your Shabbos vice before eating from it. Whereas over here, he didn't set aside for Shabbos. Adarabah, he was eating it before Shabbos, and Shabbos came upon him, so to speak. So he didn't designate for Shabbos. So as long as he stops, he can pick up where he left off after Shabbos, and it's fine. Okay, but the point is, the Gemara is answering that when Rabbi Elazar says you can finish, he didn't mean finish it on Shabbos, he meant finishing it after Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos is Kaveya, certainly, like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer is in agreement that Shabbos is Kaveya. Rabbi Yeshua said takes it a step further, but even for after Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer says no, it's Kaveya for Shabbos, but not for after Shabbos. Kiyasu Ravavin Amar Bechran, Echa Shabbos, Echa Chumah, Echa Chatzar, Echa Mecha, Kulan, Ein Kaveyvin, El Badav Shengim Malachto. So here we have an exact opposite memory from where we ended off yesterday. We ended off yesterday from a memory from Rav Nachman that whether it's Gemar Malach or not, Shabbos is Kaveya, it establishes the Kivshim as a Maisers. And here we're saying for Rabbi Yochanan a few things. Shabbos, Truma, taking Truma prior, prematurely, Chatzar, seeing the Chatzar, or Mekach, that we had, the first three we had already, Mekach is the new one, transacting, selling it. All these things will not trigger a Chiyav. You still need the regular Gemar Malacha to have a Chiyav Truma Spices. These things without a Gemar Malacha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, will not trigger a Chiyav Trumas Maisos. Shabbos alone will not make it subject to Trumas Maisos. Says Gemara, Shabbos, which is explaining Rabbi Yochanan when he said these four items in his Pesach, he's coming to explain as opposed to other viable shitas that we're not going to hold on. So Shabbos, Lafukim Bid Hillel, Shabbos comes to exclude the opinion of Hillel, the time you learned the Maisa, that's funny, why don't you go to Hillel? We just had our Gemara just said established very clearly, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos is Kabbas for Meiser. Same comes to Surah Belezer. And we're going to say another one of the statements over here. Shabbos, what was the next one? Truma, I think it's Truma actually. Truma itself, or Chatzar. What is that? I think it's Truma. On Truma, we're going to say the Fugir Belezer. So we're going to say the Fugir Belezer coming up, but says Taisa is very Geschmack. If we have a choice, we'd rather not say the Fugir Belezer because the Belezer is a Shamuti. So yes, it could be Rabbi Yechon coming to pass on Rabbi Elazar, but we know Paskin Rabbi Elazar typically, if he the Shamuti anyway, once he's a Machlekes. So typically, we know not the Paskin, so we want to say Lafuke even Hillel. Lafuke even Hillel, says Gemara Lafuke even Hillel, who says, I'm Tanya, Hamam and Paris, Makam, look to one is gathering fruits from one place to another, to spread them out to dry. The Kiddush Lamayim and Shabbos came upon him. Amar Bidu Hillel, Atzme Aser. Hillel alone says it is Aser. So we see that Shabbos is establishing that also. He's putting out the dry. It's not Gemara Malacha. Yet Shabbos alone is making it subject to Shabbos Maizos. So Rabbi Yechon has come to say, we hold that Shabbos is not Kaveya, it is not Gemara Malacha, not like Hillel. Next, Chatzal Fugim Midrash Rabbi Yaakov. Chatzal comes to exclude Rabbi Yaakov. Tan, we learned, the reason why I was confusing for us, because over here the Gemara is going out of order. If you notice, when Rabbi Yaakov quoted the Memra, he said, Shabbos, Echa Shabbos, Echa Truma, puts Truma second, then Chatzal Vekra Mechav. Now when we go through each one, what the Chiddush is, we first pick Shabbos, the Chiddush is not like Hillel, Chatzal, we skip to Chatzal, which was saying it's not like Rabbi Yaakov, then we'll get back to Truma, which is not like Rabbi Elazar, so we just happen to go out of order from Rabbi Yaakov's Memra, I'm not sure why. Says the Gemara, Chatzal Fugim Midrash Rabbi Yaakov, Chatzal is coming to exclude Rabbi Yaakov. The time we learned in the Mishnah, one who spreads figs in his courtyard to dry, his children keep him an aray, and we learned the Brisa on that Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yaakov, it would be chayev. Once it's in the Chatzar, it's chayev. According to Rabbi Yaakov, no, it's Patra. He's the author of the Mishnah. The simple reading that's Patra, even though it's in the Chatzar, because it's not Nigmar Malachah. But again, because he put out the dry. But again, we have a machleik, is whether that Chatzar is Kavas, and therefore, Rabbi Yaakov, when he's giving his Pesach, the Chatzar is not Kavas, he's coming to establish not like Rabbi Yaakov, who says that it is Kavas. Truma, this we know already, Lafukim and Jabilazar, Truma, that Rabbi Yaakov says Truma is not Kavas, comes to Sura Bilazar earlier today, the time of the Mishnah, Perish, if one went and prematurely, he took Truma from Paris before the Gemara Melacha. So before it was obligated, he took Truma anyway. Rabbi Elazar says, going forward now, it's Asr Tifim and Arai, because it's already been, once you took Truma, that itself is Kavas from Iser. And the Chama said, no, you took Truma, fine. Meiser is still not Mechoyvirin. So again, Rabbi Yechon is coming to Paskin that we're not, it's not so Shumas and Meiser, like the Rabbanan, Lafuk, Rabbi Elazar. And lastly, Mekach is Ketayim Lintan Abraisa, Halekeach Te'inim Amarats, one who buys Te'inim from Amarats, Amarats, B'makam Shabraith B'nei Adam Dursim. In a place where most people press, they dry their figs out and then press them into fig cakes. So it's not Nigmar Malachtim at all. And when he takes Chum, Maisus takes as Demai because he's buying from Amarats. Shmami Natlas. We learn from this thing three dinim. Shema mina mekach from this brisa. Mekach in a kavas el b'davar shnigma b'lachtei. Number one, a mekach itself, you'd say if your whole transaction is kavas, selling it, a sale is kavas. So mekach alone should be kaveya. We see now because we say you're allowed to eat. All right. So shema mina that mekach is not kavas only b'davar shnigma b'lachtei. Number one, which is that's our main point, and we come. Rabbi Yechon is coming to Rabbi. That's a raya. Rabbi Yechon is agreeing to that idea. We also learn from here that Rav Amaratzim do take ma'aser. Why? Just because we refer to it as demai. If Rav Amaratzim wouldn't take ma'aser, we wouldn't give it a status of demai. We'd say you need a chiyuv ma'aser. In fact, we're calling it demai is because Rav Amaratzim to take ma'aser. But al demai al chumra al demai we have to take you have to take more ma'aser off. Ushbamina ma'aser demai amaratz b'davish l'nigma lachton. And we learn from here that we take demai for amaratz. Afila, I should say. Afila bedavar shalenu machta. Even something where the melacha wasn't yet complete, we take it even as demai. We still keep a status of as demai from something which was not gemar melacha. You would have thought that if it's not gemar melacha, then for sure it's a full-fledged chiv of meiser. No, even so, it's a status of demai. Ula fuki. So we just, till now we've been explaining Rabbi Yechon's Pesachim, whether it was Shabbos, whether it's Truma, whether it's Chatzar, that it's not kaveh for meiser. He's coming to exclude Hillel, exclude from Yaakov, exclude from Elazar. Here we're bringing a price that agrees to the din. La fuke, says Gemara now, but Rechon Zin comes to exclude the following Mishnah. So the din is like, Mekach is like the Bryce we just quoted, not like the upcoming Mishnah. Ma'atanan, with this you finish the parak. Hamachlev Peres Machveri, one who does a chalip and he does a barter, exchange, Peres with his friend, Zelechov, Zelechov, each one's planning to eat the Peres that they're exchanging for, or Zelechov, Zelechov, each is planning to dry out those Peres, or Zelechov, Zelechov, one's planning to eat, one's planning to dry out, doesn't make a difference. As long as you're exchanging it, Chayev. That creates a chiv trumas meisers. Simply, the mekach itself creates a chiv trumas meisers. By the way, our Gemara clearly, like Rashi explains, is considering a chiluf, an exchange, as a sale. You could have heard that it could have different dina, it could be other nafkaminas. We're clearly treating a barter as a sale. Which again, back in the day, most transactions, we've explained in the past, back in the day, people didn't have necessarily so much money to exchange. They had assets, and they would do bartering. Right? A person with lots of grain would use the grain. Sometimes you go to the market and sell grain and take the money, and then buy what he needs with money. But it was a very common practice also to barter. Okay, but clearly our Gemara is treating bartering exactly like a sale. It says the Gemara, Rebuta Emer, Lech Chayev Lech Zipat. No, if the one who intended to eat the fruit is Takami Chayev, the one who intended to dry the fruit is not Nigma Malachta, it's not ready yet, and would not be Chayev Chumas Maises. But the point is, Rebbe Yechon is saying, like Rabbi Yehuda, Lafuki the Tanakam. Tanakam is saying the Mekach alone triggers an obligation of Trubis, of taking Trubis Meisters, it's Kavaz, and Rabbi Yechon is saying, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then no, that only if he has a mind to eat it as is it gets to Nigma Malachtan, but if he has a mind to dry it out, it's not Nigma Malachtan, and the sale alone, on Dovrish, not the Shalei Nigma Malachtan, will not make a Chayv Trubis Meisters, just like Shabbos, Truma, and Chatzar, I also do not. Hadnach, Amevi, Mazatov, we're up to the fifth and final parak of the Masechta. Talk to Mishnah. Mashilin Peiris Derech Aruba. We are allowed to lower down Peiris produce through the Aruba. Aruba is like a skylight on Yom Tov. Avalei b'Shabbos, but not Shabbos. So let's say someone had spread out. The way Rashi explains it is we're talking about chitin iron. He spread out grains, barley, and wheat to dry. And the concern is really it should be something which it's muktzah. They're not able to handle. But the concern is als hefsid it's going to rain and they're going to get all messed up. So he's allowed to lower it down to save it from potential damage from hefsid. We're saying it's dafka mutar on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. We can also cover with cloth. If you have Paris, you're scared that this will be dripping water. You can cover it with cloth, which is very similar to the din that we had the first line of the Mishnah. Others argue and say the first of the Mishnah is not talking about a case where you're scared of rain. It's talking about a case where you want to lower it because Gufa, the next in the Mishnah, focuses on a case of a leak. That's what others learn, but Rashi clearly is learning. That's the same type of idea. Both are water damage concerns, and you're able to either move it itself or cover it. Pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil could be covered to guard against a leak of dripping water. And lastly, you could put a kli under dripping water on Shabbos to protect the house itself. Not just the produce, you cover the produce to protect it from the water. You could also put a kli to gather the leaking water on Shabbos as well. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Itmar. First Gemara is just going to be focused on a whole bunch of lines, focused on technicality, on the exact spelling of the first word of the parak, Mashilin. Itmar. Rav Yehuda v'Ramnasin, Chatani Mashilin, you could lower down, V'chatani Mashchilin. One is the Gersa Mashchilin, also it's going to be the same idea. When it's not changing the Pshat in the Mishnah, it's just changing really the terminology of the Mishnah. Amar Mazucha, Mantani Mashilim Shabbos, Mantani Mashchilim Shabbos. Whether you have the Lashon Mashilim, which is what we have, whether you have Mashchilim with Ches, they're both correct. Mantere Meshilim Meshabesh, the one that says Meshilim is good. Yachsiv ki Yishal Zeisecha, says because the olive tree will throw down its fruit. So it's a lesson of throwing down. Mantere Meshilim Meshabesh, Tatan, Hashachal Vat Kassel, the Shchul and Kassel, Shachal She Nishbita Yerechai, Shachal is an animal. We're talking about different psulim of animal, of mumim, where it can't be a, over there, it's talking about specifically about a bechar, but basically it's movement that can't go on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah elaborates it by the case of bechar. And what is shachel? Shenishmi meichli, that its hip was dislocated. Kassel echem yakeis of gavir mechaver. The kassel is when one hip is higher than the other. But you see again, the lashon of shachel is that it was dislocated. And again, it's the lashon of lowering. It's slipped out of its place. It's lowered down. Same idea again. So again, the lashon of mashchilin could be lowering. The lashon of mashchilin, which is what we have, is lowering. It says more further. The other words as well. The Gemara have a total of 5 words. Mashilin, Mashkilin was 2. Amar Nachman, Yitzchak, Man Detani Mashirin with a Reish, Lemishtabish. Man Detani Mashirin, Ches Reish, Lemishtabish. Man Detani Manshirin, Lemishtabish. Those 3 words also, as the first word of a parak, is not a mistake. Man Detani Mashilin, Lemishtabish, Tatan, Rav Shmuel Lemon, Nazar, Le'achof, Reishay, Ba'adama. He shouldn't rub his hair against the ground. Menor Nazar is not allowed to cut his hair. He shouldn't rub his hair against the ground because it'll cause his hair to fall out. Mashir is a way of saying that the hair, I'm sorry, mashir. Shemashirin is sair. It's going to cause the hair to fall out. So we see mashirin is also a lashon of falling out. That could be also lowering down from the roof. The razor and the scissors, even when they're separated, taken into separate pieces, they still make kapal tov, still considered clean. But the lashon of mashkirin is because it refers in this context to a razor. That's by a nazir, and the razor is used to cut hairs. Which obviously, when you cut the hair, what happens? It falls down. That's a little bit more of a stretch. But it's the idea is that anything which has to do with falling down or lowering down could be the first word of Mishnah, including mashkirin from the lashon of shach of razor. And lastly, man tani manshirin lemishabesh tan mishnah shukelim mayim malchbem. If a person who's kalim fell into the water. We're talking over here about these kalim are begadim. His begadim fell into the water. So malchbem, he can continue walking while wearing them. Vein chayshish, and enough to be worried that people are going to suspect that he washed his clothing, even though we're very busy. They can't hang out wet clothing to dry because it's maris. People are going to think he washed it. And we said even the discussion of the Gemara says, can I get an but you can do it in private. What happens to Chadach Adarim? Famous case about Maris Ayin and about hanging up his clothing to dry. But the point is, walking in it is fine. Vein Chesh, Yom Tchesh, people think they washed on Shabbos. They're going to realize they got wet somehow while it was on him or got wet in some other fashion. Now, the Lashon is, Misha Nashru Kelev, B'mayim Inami. Or you can be another eye. So Nashru is the Lashon of Manshirin Nun, Shin Reish is the Lashon of lowering down. Another eye, Matatan, we learned in a Mishnah in Peah, Ezu leka what's leka had neishir v'shas ktiv, that which falls out of his hand while he's cutting. So again, lashon neishir is lashon of falling down. So all 5 of these lashonos could be the first word of our Mishnah. Very simple, more technical Gemara about the exact wording. Let's just start the next morning. Next morning is going to really carry on to Amud Aleph on tomorrow's daf, but it's going to be a focus of comparing and contrasting Shabbos versus Yom Tov. Let's see. Tanan. Mashiach Pesach Ruv B'yamtiv, you can lower it, B'yamtiv, these payers through the skylight. Ad kama, how much could you lower? Amar B'zeh Amar Basi, V'amila Amar Rabasi Amar Bechan, Ka'isa Shinin, like this that we learned in Shabbos, Akuf Chavav, Mefanan Arba V'chamish Kupesh Shaltevin Shaltvua. You let him move away 4 or 5 boxes of Tuva, Me'arch Me'abitl Beit Medesh, in order to make space for guests to have a seat at the table, to have space to eat, or in order to make space to sit and learn. You let him move away 4 or 5 boxes. That's what we learned on Shabbos in Dafka Chavav. It's not considered Tirchi Seir of Shabbos. So too, here, we're saying this take a little from the roof as a limit. How much? What's the limit? 4 or 5 boxes worth. That's the amount. Ask the Gemara not so fast. You're making comparison. Maybe there's different because this bit of Spanish. There's a compelling logic of Bittul Torah. Over here, we're not focused on Bittul Spanish. We're focused on Hefsid. There's potential Hefsid. He's nervous about it. But maybe that's not enough to move 4 or 5 boxes. Maybe can only move less. Inami. Another sphere why 4 or 5 boxes, that amount is mutter over there, is because since Shabbos is Mochamer, allowing you to move 4 or 5 boxes is not going to lead to other leniencies because Shabbos is so Chomer, Shabbos protects itself, so to speak. People will be careful. But over here, by Yom Tov, which is more kal, Av Yom Tov to kill, Yom Tov is more lenient. Yom Tov doesn't have the same chiv skila. Yom Tov doesn't have the same ramifications of the Issa Malachas, besides for the fact that Yom Tov also, Eichel Nefesh is mutter, and even the Malachas that one that are aser, if one's aver, the ramifications are much less. So aviyamtiv malchus not chiv skila aviyamtiv kill fasa zulei maybe come to mezalzel and therefore maybe klal kaleh will not make it all to move any boxes down. So how can you make comparisons to, as what is sheer of how much you can move from yamtivis from Shabbos? We have various reasons to say that Shabbos is different either bitvayis medesh or it's mochamer inami, or you can go to the opposite direction as well and say if I can do 4 or 5 on Shabbos, yamtiv I can do more than 4 or 5. Inami idichisa hasman time midlek hefsed mammon over there on Shabbos there's no hefsed mammon. So, first of all, we're concerned about Hefzim Mammon. So, well, maybe Hefzim Mammon allows me to do even more. Shabbos wasn't a Hefzim Mammon concern. And furthermore, says the Gemara, Hassam, actually, you know what? It's a good spot to start. It's a continuation of the same conversation. The Gemara is going to make, again, more comparison to Shabbos Yantiv, it's a new mission we're going to quote. The Gemara is going to have the same discussion again. Are we worried about, let's be the first one. We have another minute. We have literally 1 minute. Let's be the first one. Hassam, tonight we learned over there, top of Lam Vav and Aleph. We learned the mission over there, Avalidus Eitzer, that you cannot take the box of straw out of the Eitzer area. And what was the concern? You let him move it, but not from the Eitzer area, from the storage. You shouldn't empty the entire Eitzer. If you only have 4 or 5 boxes there, don't empty the entire Eitzer. The reason is, because you may come to level the floor. Once you empty the floor, then you notice the imperfections, and you make it level the floor, which is, of course, is Baina on Shabbos, leveling the floor. So the Shal again by us is, the second Shal we're going to ask is, let's say we assume that shear 4 or 5 is the same, and we are making comparisons. What about exposing the entire roof? Is that a problem or not? Is it like the floor or not? Hasmum b'Shabbos Aser b'Shem d'Chamer. I've entered the kill Shabbos. I mean, again, Shabbos b'Chamer maybe different to Aser. Yantav is more lenient. Maybe we'll make it. Edilma Hasnuk b'Bitz Beis Medrash Amit Lay over there. Even with this Bitz Beis Medrash, you didn't allow for it. So Hachad like Bitz Beis Medrash like Kolshkein over here, where there's no Bitz Beis Medrash, maybe certainly it should be Aser. So we have, again, as far as back and forth, we will continue Vayter in this topic and reserve tomorrow. But we're trying to derive what the Shiurim are Legabe Aser Sugya Yamtiv from Shabbos. I'm wondering if the comparison is a valid comparison.